Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Google announced that it began rolling out an update to its Search Generative Experience, or SGE, that will allow users enrolled in Search Labs, its program that lets users experiment with early-stage Google search experiences, to build travel itineraries and trip ideas using AI. SGE will draw on ideas from the web, along with reviews, photos, and other details that people have submitted to Google for places worldwide. If a user asks for something like plan a trip to Philadelphia that's all about history, they will get a sample itinerary that includes attractions and restaurants, as well as an overview of options for flights and hotels divided up by times of the day. According to a report from ZDNet Korea, Samsung was unable to reach an agreement with Apple on the price of the displays on the 2025 iPhone SE 4. Apple will instead use China-based BOE and will essentially use the same screen as the iPhone 14. Reusing technology from older iPhones is a good way to minimize costs, as all of the R&D work has already been done and priced into the existing production runs. Amazon spends another $2.75 billion on AI startup Anthropic, adding to its initial $1.25 billion investment from last September, marking the company's largest outside investment in its three-decade history. Amazon will maintain a minority stake in the company and won't have an Anthropic board seat. The deal was struck at the AI startup's last valuation, which was $18.4 billion. In other Anthropic news, the company's Claude 3 Opus LLM, for the first time, surpassed GPT-4 on Chatbot Arena, the popular crowdsourced leaderboard used by AI researchers to gauge relative capabilities of AI language models. For the first time, the best available models, Opus for advanced task, Haiku for cost and efficiency, are from a vendor that isn't OpenAI, independent AI researcher Simon Wilson told ARS Technica. Swedish gaming conglomerate Embracer Group, which acquired game developer Gearbox 3 years ago, has entered an agreement to sell Gearbox Interactive, maker of the popular Borderlands franchise, to Rockstar parent company Take-Two for $460 million. Take-Two will acquire full ownership over Borderlands, including Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, Homeworld, Risk of Rain, Brothers in Arms, and the Duke Nukem franchises in the deal, which is expected to be finalized in June of 2024. Xputer has published a series of leaked images of the white Xbox Series X, showing that it is a diskless system with the same design on the exterior as the existing black Xbox Series X and uses the same Warbot white coating that Microsoft uses on the smaller and less expensive Xbox Series S. Xputer says the new Series X will have some new internal component upgrades, such as a heatsink, will cost $50 to $100 less than the current $499 retail price of the Series X, and could arrive as soon as June or July of 2024. Oregon's Governor Tina Kotek has signed one of the strongest U.S. right to repair bills into law after it passed the state's legislature several weeks ago by nearly a 3-to-1 margin. SB 1596 will take effect next year, and like similar laws introduced in Minnesota and California, requires device manufacturers to allow consumers and independent electronics businesses to purchase the necessary parts and equipment required to make their own device repairs. To make it harder for people to trick artificial intelligence chatbots into doing weird things, Microsoft is building a new safety feature into Azure AI Studio, a service powered by OpenAI that allows developers to build customized AI assistants using their own data. The tools include prompt shields, which are designed to detect and block deliberate attempts to make an AI model behave in an unintended way. Microsoft also is rolling out a feature that alerts users when a model makes things up or generates erroneous responses. And finally, the White House said Thursday that it is requiring federal agencies using artificial intelligence to adopt concrete safeguards by December 1st to protect Americans' rights and ensure safety. The Office of Management and Budget issued a directive to federal agencies to monitor, assess, and test AI's impacts on the public, mitigate the risk of algorithmic discrimination, and provide the public with transparency into how the government uses AI. Agencies must also conduct risk assessments and set operational and governance metrics. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.